Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tokwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show, our first Friday together. We've ended the first week in January 6th, I have to think before I say it, 2023. Sit back and relax. We're going to spend an hour together. If you're up in the early morning drive time, you're listening on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. If you're up in the early afternoon drive time, maybe you've caught the show on 920 AM, where I started 27 years ago, or 99.1 FM. I don't care where you listen, just so you do, right? Wear red and eat chocolate, because I've packed the hour with the Joey English Daily Datebook, community events, mystery songs all this week from Cole Porter, great interviews, great giveaways, great music that would be mine from the pen of Sammy Kahn all of this week, by the way, and the Joey English Desert Datebook. Then you'll be the smartest person in the room. And after all of that, we post everything on my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. You know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Last Friday was National Bacon Day. This Friday, January 6th, is National Cuddle Up Day. You've had a long holiday season. Take a nap. I shouldn't be smart alecky. The city of Temecula presents Temecula on Ice. They brought in ice through January 8th at the Town Square Park. Details at temeculaca.gov/holiday. Also, the Temecula Theater presents Ella's. It's starring three gals, and I'm just guessing it's the music of Ella Fitzgerald. Saturday, January 14th, 7:30 p.m. for $25. Gee, that's a great idea. On the stage, website is temeculatheater.org. The Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler, who married my cousin, presents Creative Arts Temple Friday Night Live, streaming brief Shabbat services with the Cutlers on selected Friday nights at 6 p.m. You can go to Facebook, YouTube, or their live stream, creativeartstemple.org. And we end up the week with our dear friend, and yours, I shouldn't say just mine, yours too, Wink Martindale, who presents his vintage visit, Those Were the Days, my friend. It's an all-new series from 1 to 3 p.m. He's been doing it all this week and last week, too. New things, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 a.m. and 92.3 FM. All the details of everything Wink is doing at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals. The first Friday in 2023. That doesn't sound right. This is our Go Green segment. We've got wonderful things to talk about. We're building up to Mr. Community Stephen Henke from DAP and Revivals. We're going to talk to Rich Wiedemer. Maybe I said it right. Wiedemer. He'll tell us. We're going to talk to Rich from the Palm Springs Windmills. And we're going to start off, as we always do, with Desert Water Agency. So we say hello to Sochi Pena. I can say Sochi. I should be able to say Wiedemer. Wiedemann. Say your name, Rich. Wiedemann. He's out in the green room. Throwing pins into a Joey doll. Wiedemann, but it's with a W. So Sochi is spelled S-X-O-C-H-I-T-L, and I've learned to say Sochi. What does that mean, sweetheart? Hi, by the way.
Hi there. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Sochi is Aztec. It means flower.
Oh, it's Aztec.
Yeah, so it means flower in the Aztec language. Yeah, so I'm glad that it means something nice and pretty.
why'd your parents pick that, I wonder? They weren't Aztecs. No. Well, Joey.
Well, so my dad was actually studying the Aztec culture when I was born, and so they thought, oh, hey, let's name our daughter Sochi, and she'll have fun teaching everyone how to spell it.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad. No, what, do you have children? I forget.
No, I don't. I have two dogs.
But I want to know if you named them anything exotic.
No, I didn't. But my parents did name my other sisters exotic names as well.
Which were?
So I have a sister named Belisa, Larissa, and Laurette.
So, say them all.
Belisa, Larissa, and Laurette.
Are they all Aztec?
No, but they're different. Yeah, they definitely, wanted to give us exotic names.
I'm glad. So you are the only Sochi we will ever know.
Hey, well, that's good. It makes me a little unique, right?
That's right. It makes my Trevor Tammy Tyler pale by comparison. That's just a tongue twister. Your names are great. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, New Year. Tell us what's new at Desert Water Agency.
Yeah, I can't believe it's the new year already. Time flies.
And it's okay. 2022 is gone. We need to turn the page, I think.
Yes. And in this new year, we are want to let folks know that we have grass removal incentives for low-income customers. So folks that meet certain eligibility can apply for and receive up to $8 a square foot to remove their grass. And, you know, with most grass removal projects coming in at about $7, this more than covers a transformation of someone's yard. You know, they can replace their thirsty grass with desert-friendly landscaping.
Now, wait a minute. Let me help me with the math, honey. Nothing's changed since last year. Okay, so if I'm going to get my grass removed for $8 a square foot. But, no, do it again. See, I told you.
So this is for low-income residents.
Okay, which, what's the...
So there are certain income eligibility,
okay.
And I do have the requirements I can share with you. They have to live in a qualified low-income area. And we do have the map on our website. So people can go to our website, they can click on the map, and they can see if they fall within that neighborhood.
See?
And if they do, that's the first step that they know, well, I might be eligible for $8 a square foot. So they can go to our website, dwa.org/qualified map, to check out the map.
Okay.
So that's the first step. And then if they have applied for our Help to Others water bill program to help them pay their water bill, they've applied for that and been approved for that, that's the second step, then they qualify and they can apply for this $8 a square foot.
Okay. So somebody comes in and takes up all the grass removal.
No, they would apply and they would have to have grass in their yard. So
right.
People need to have grass. We need to know that it's there. They apply. Then if they meet all of the eligibility requirements, then we will tell them it's okay to remove your grass.
Oh, we do it ourselves.
Yes, yes. So
how do you remove grass?
Well, you know, some people can pay a landscaper to do it, and someone can actually do it themselves. On YouTube, there are some handy DIY grass removal videos that show you how to do it. Granted, you know, you might need some help, and it might take a while, but people do it themselves.
Some sort of a shaving kind of a...
There are a couple of different ways. Yeah, so there are, you know, people should, if they want to do it themselves, save some money, they can do it that way.
Okay, now, then I call DWA, we take pictures, and you have measured it, and you send us a check for $8 a square foot.
Exactly. If you've applied, we've approved it, you've gone through all of the proper steps, and we've inspected it, and it meets all the requirements, then yes, we will pay you $8 a square foot for however large your yard is. And this is the city of Palm Springs is helping with this as well. That's why folks can, you know, low income residents can get up to $8 a square foot.
And you should take out your sprinklers at the same time.
Yes. So if you are replacing your grass with desert-friendly landscaping, then you should definitely upgrade your sprinklers with water-efficient nozzles.
Or bubblers or whatever you're going to do now.
Exactly. In most cases, you know, all you'll need are bubblers to hit the nice desert plants that you have hopefully installed.
So the budget challenge, Joey Pals, is to make the $8 a square foot turn into what you need to buy for the desert landscaping. That might be easy to do.
Exactly. And we also offer incentives on smart controllers.
Yes.
Water-efficient nozzles and washing machines. And anyone who is a Desert Water Agency customer can apply for those. Those are on our website. People can check out those incentives at dwa.org/save.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, and, you know, for washing machines, you know, you can get $250 towards an Energy Star washing machine. And for smart controllers, you can get up to $250 to help cover the purchase, the cost of the actual device and installation. So
I need to look into that.
Yeah, because, that is so helpful because when it rains, it shuts off the sprinklers for you so you don't have to think about it. And you can actually use your smartphone to, you know, help keep track of,
cool.
of your sprinklers. So
I remember you teaching us that when it rains like it did last week, then you can leave your sprinklers off for 48 hours, I think.
Exactly. And that is actually a restriction.
Oh.
Yeah, so people should be doing that anyways. But also, when we get a nice pour, the ground stays wet for, you know, a couple of days. So you really don't have to use your sprinkler for at least 2 days.
It rained. This is the week of the film festival. The Gala Gala was yesterday. And it rained, and the day before it rained. Of course it did. So now leave your sprinklers off for 48 hours at least. Okay, now if you don't understand all this, Sochi, can you call, besides the YouTube, if people aren't computer literate, do you have helpers over there?
Yes, yes. Okay. And I know that there are a lot of, you know, eligibility requirements and people might have questions. So definitely we urge people, if they have any questions, give us a call. At our phone number is 760-323-4971, extension 279. And we also have bilingual staff members.
Oh, good.
So for folks that speak Spanish, they can call us and ask to speak to someone in Spanish, and they can talk them through the process, because I know it can be confusing. So we definitely urge folks, though, to go to our website, check it out. And if they have any questions, just give us a call.
Do you get any knowledge beforehand about what the summer is going to be like next year for our water consumption? Or is it too far out to think about that? Do you have to plan for that?
Well, so at Desert Water Agency, I mean, we plan years and years ahead.
Oh, hello.
You know, we have a long-term, planning document. So we definitely need to know what our demands will be, and we definitely plan out for that. What is a little more trickier is trying to figure out what the weather will do and whether it will snow up in the Sierra Nevada mountains, because we rely on
that
snow melt to, provide water and help replenish our aquifer.
I sold my crystal ball, I told you, on eBay. You do such a good job for us. To continue the conversation with Sochi Peña, I can say that one. I'll learn to say riches. Call 323-4971. What's your extension?
They can call extension. I'm at extension 272.
Okay. And the website is dwa.org.
Exactly.
Bless your heart. Did you have a New Year's resolution?
Oh, geez.
Oh, she's forgotten it already. Today's the 6th. This is not a good sign.
I know. How about you?
Oh, mine died the New Year's Eve. You know, lose weight. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that seems to be mine every year, too.
Gosh, yes.
You know.
Well, Happy New Year to you. We're going to get through this one a little better. It's a new chance. I love that kind of thing. It's Joey English along with Aztecian Sochi Peña from Desert Water Agency. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.